The Lake of Dreams, Kim Edwards' second novel, is a whodunit without a dead body or a smoking gun. Instead, Lucy Jarrett comes across some mysterious artifacts in a window box on the third floor of her family home, a heart-wrenching love letter to a child, and a swatch of fabric with a lovely moonflower motif. Soon she discovers an arts and crafts stained glass window framed with the borders in the same motif. Lucy Jarrett, now in her late 20s, has spent her adult life globetrotting. She first ventured off to college far away from her upstate New York home, and then she went to Indonesia where she fell in love and married her husband, before they both moved to Japan for his job. Without any real purpose in this new setting, Lucy begins to question all the choices she has ever made. And when in doubt, we often go home. For Lucy, this is the small town where her father died and her mother still lives in what has been the family home for three generations. The family-owned hardware store has a fragile future, and Lucy feels a rekindling with an old flame. While researching the mysterious stained glass window, Lucy discovers suppressed episodes in her family that will change the way she sees the world. The Lake of Dreams is filled with interesting details, including the art of stained glass and the art of preservation of archival materials. Kim Edwards takes Lucy Jarrett on a journey of history and self-discovery with a puzzle at every turn. When she reaches her final destination, we all feel as if we have come home with her.